The militant Islamist group Hamas today announced an end to suicide bombings and mortar attacks against Israelis. The move is seen as a victory for Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat, who in a speech last Sunday demanded an end to such attacks. Suicide bombings, most of them blamed on Hamas, have killed nearly 30 Israelis over the past month. NPR's Peter Kenyon is in Jerusalem. Peter, earlier in the week, there were indications Hamas was considering such a move. Does today's announcement come as a surprise?
It is somewhat surprising, Bob. That initial announcement was quickly denied by other Hamas leaders after one leader made the announcement. Clearly, they weren't ready to make the move yet, but there was a meeting last night with Palestinian Authority officials, and today Hamas leaders confirmed that there is a suspension of bombings, mortar attacks, and other attacks until further notice. They're circulating leaflets now in Gaza trying to get the word out to their supporters.
Any conditions?
None that we're aware of, although you have to say that there are always seem to be conditions in this kind of conflict. Hamas says it's taking this step for Palestinian unity. It is a clear sign that the militants recognize the tremendous pressure on Arafat. Palestinian Authority police have been clashing with Hamas backers and Islamic Jihad backers, another group in the Gaza Strip, a couple of times this week already. They tried to arrest a top Hamas leader and failed. In fact, he was among the people making this announcement today to reporters. There are further clashes today, gunfire between Islamic Jihad and Hamas supporters and the Palestinian police. So there's no conditions explicitly stated, but you have to say if Israel does resume, for instance, assassination of Hamas leaders, the suspension could quickly be reconsidered.
What will this do to encourage the Israelis and the Palestinians to agree on a ceasefire?
That is a big question that is not clear yet, not a very encouraging response from Israel. Israel's initial response to this announcement from Hamas was to call it a sham and a tactical effort. They believe it's mainly aimed at derailing Arafat from taking further harsh efforts to bring past bombers to justice and to shut down the infrastructure of groups like Hamas and Islamic Jihad. Israel maintains Arafat hasn't done nearly enough in that direction yet, and clearly a voluntary suspension by Hamas is not the same thing as Arafat cracking down and preventing these groups from carrying out any future attacks. Israeli tanks were back in Nablus and Ramallah today. They had briefly departed some neighborhoods there, and Israeli demands seem to be growing more specific. Today, Israel Radio reported that Israel will not let Yasser Arafat travel to Bethlehem for Christmas unless he arrests the people who killed an Israeli cabinet minister in October. Now, the one area where this announcement may lead to some progress is among international governments. European governments in particular have been eager for signs of progress. The question is whether this announcement by Hamas will shift some of that international pressure away from Arafat and put it on Israel to come up with some kind of response.
There are other militant Islamist groups which have carried out attacks on Israel. What about them?
So far, nothing is known about them in terms of changing their tactics. Islamic Jihad, which we've been talking about, is the second largest militant faction after Hamas. They have not announced any suspension of attacks. There are also other smaller factions that go by acronyms like PFLP and the DFLP, Fronts for Liberation of Palestine. They have less capacity to inflict damage on Israel, but they have also not declared any suspension of attacks.
NPR's Peter Kenyon in Jerusalem.